It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, May 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. The latest snowpack and reservoir report is out. Lexi Landers is a hydrologist with the Colorado Snow Survey Program.
It's been a pretty dry spring. March and April are typically our snowiest months and the months that we gain the most precipitation, and that was not the case across Colorado as a state. Along the Front Range in the South Platte River Basin, the picture was a little rosier with closer to normal precipitation, whereas the Southwest Colorado and primarily west of the Divide has had a pretty dry spring. And so that has led to decreased stream flow forecasts for the summer. Most water supply forecasts across the state are under 80% of average.
Precipitation in the Colorado River Basin was only 70% of average for April. Landers does note that statewide reservoir levels are about average, but without a healthy snowpack, stream flows are still predicted to be much lower than normal. A Grand Junction doctor was sentenced to 5 years probation for illegally collecting over $50,000 from Medicare. Dr. Anthony Innocenzi faced up to 10 years in jail and a fine of $250,000. The Daily Sentinel reports that Innocenzi saw patients at a nursing home, but reported to Medicare that he was at his office. Medicare payments to doctors in their own offices are higher to compensate for operating costs. He will also have to pay back the $50,000. The Delta Montrose Electric Association is having an election soon. Becky Mashburn is the public relations administrator for DMEA. She explains why the electric company holds elections.
Well, DMEA is a member-owned cooperative, which means that we're actually governed by an elected board of directors, and those directors are elected from the membership by the membership. As a director, they'll vote on things like policies, rates, and the strategic direction of the co-op. So essentially, they're our governing body.
Three of the board seats are available, but in District 1 and 5, the incumbents are running unopposed. That leaves four candidates running for District 2, which covers the Olathe area. All DMEA members will be able to vote on District 2's board member. Mashburn says these seats are important and that the board members shape what the co-op will look like in the future.
Well, board members at the electric co-op decide the strategic direction. So they basically take feedback from members and vote on setting new member service programs in place, what type of energy efficiency programs we may offer. They set the rates for the cooperative. They discuss things like renewable energy programs, energy efficiency programs, and they use the input they get from the entire membership to put programs and procedures in place that fulfill those needs and wants.
Two candidate forums will be held this week, tomorrow night at the DMEA headquarters and Thursday night at Hotchkiss Senior Center. Ballots will go out later this month. The state collects severance taxes from companies that extract non-renewable resources in Colorado. Some of this money goes to communities in the form of large grants. Most of these grants go to help build fire stations, upgrade water systems, restore historic sites, and aid with other infrastructure or economic development projects. And as KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, the program is also providing funds for a shooting range on the western slope.
We are going to the old town site of Cameo, Colorado.
73-year-old Roger Granite is the mayor of Palisade. He grew up there, and as a boy, he would often visit the neighboring community of Cameo.
General store and post office sat over here on our right.
The town, the coal mine, and power plant that were once in this desert area near the Colorado River are gone. What's left is a transformer station and covered piles of remediated coal ash. However, one echo of Cameo remains. Granite says since he was a kid, people have come to this area for target practice. It's right next to the Little Book Cliffs Wild Horse area.
And as you can see, there's a lot of trash. There's mattresses, pieces of particle board up on the hill. There's a tire.
The ground is also littered with cartridge casings. Granite, who's a hunter education instructor, says seeing this mess out here disappoints him.
It gives all shooters a real bad name.
That's why he wants Palisade to purchase this land from XL Energy and Snowcap Coal to build a shooting range. Granite brought this idea to town administrator Rich Sales 3 years ago.
There was a grant opportunity through Parks and Wildlife for small shooting ranges. I contacted Parks and Wildlife and they said, well, what are you thinking about? And we explained a relatively smaller venue, and they said, we've been looking for a site for a regional sports shooting complex. Would you guys be willing to think about scaling up?
Colorado Parks and Wildlife proposed a much larger facility that could be a national draw. Sales says town officials agreed such a complex could be an economic boon for the town and Grand Valley. It's estimated such a facility could bring in 50,000 shooters a year.
Palisades is famous for its peaches and its wine and the rest of its agriculture. That already brings people. The time of the year that we suffer is in the wintertime. A lot of people don't realize that our wineries are open all winter long.
He thinks having a range of this size just 2 miles away would attract people year-round and increase business. The Department of Local Affairs gave Palisade a $2 million grant through its severance tax program to purchase the land for the site. Parks and Wildlife gave the town $1 million to match those funds. J.T. Romatsky is the Grand Junction Area Wildlife Manager for CPW. He says the agency is working with the town to purchase the 2,000-acre cameo parcel. Romatsky says the complex they envision could be one of the biggest shooting ranges in the country.
You know, opportunities come around only once in a while, and folks around the United States that have worked to develop shooting ranges would all probably tell you the same thing, that identifying a site with the characteristics and the social tolerance and partnerships is a huge, huge burden.
Romatsky says a decade ago, Parks and Wildlife tried to find a site for something like this on the Front Range, but that didn't work out. Sales thinks such a facility would be a good match for the Western Slope.
Shooting and hunting is still a lifestyle and culture of Western Colorado, and this fits the culture of Western Colorado very well.
CPW says the proposed range would offer a variety of target shooting, archery, hunter safety courses, and outdoor education opportunities. The project wouldn't happen overnight, though. The range could cost up to $20 million to build and take 10 years to complete. Back at Cameo, Granite hopes the project comes to fruition. He'd like to see the area receive an economic boost and have a safe, clean place to shoot. He thinks it's a good match for a shooting range because it's not near homes, it's easy to access off I-70, and the mountainous landscape is pleasing to look at.
People are going to come here to recreate. Recreation is one of the fastest growing economic engines in the state, and this is an ideal spot to do it.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.